Beer drinkers won't get to sample brand new creations from their favorite breweries during the government shutdown. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, that's because workers inside the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have been furloughed.
Bloomfield's Thomas Hooker Brewery cans about 700 cases per day of the no-filter New England IPA. Kirk Cameron, he's Hooker's president, talks as the beers get topped off.
First off, they get dated because we always want people to know how old the beer is.
If the shutdown continues, Cameron won't be able to break out whatever he's crafting that might overtake No Filter as his number one selling brew.
One of the beauties of craft beer today is that we are always innovating. We're always coming out with new brands, and that's what the consumer wants. This government shutdown sort of puts a damper on that, right? Because we can't come out with new products because we can't get the labels approved. And there's a lot of guys that are coming out with new beers literally every week. So they're going to have to rely on some of their old staples and just keep producing those.
All labels have to be approved by the federal government. The okay comes from the ATF's Bureau of Tax and Trade. But TTB employees aren't even at work to give approval. In his office, Cameron says that he's awaiting approval on several labels with no idea when that'll come.
A typical label approval takes 2 to 4 weeks. Because the government's been shut down for, 13 days now, 14 days, there's been a backlog of labels to be approved over those 2 weeks that have to be taken care of before any new applications can be reviewed. So that backlog is going to take that 2 to 4 week, process and probably make it, 4 to 8 weeks or maybe even longer, depending on how long it takes for these guys to get back to work.
Hooker won't mass produce those just yet. Otherwise, the beer might just sit in the tanks. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.